Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Do you trust someone who doesn't like a Pop-Tart?
Dirt.
Can I give you a hot take that might make people look at me and call me an idiot? I think Pop-Tarts are disgusting.
Sprague.
I used to raw dog Pop-Tarts religiously.
Dirt and Sprague.
I'm anti-Pop-Tart.
On the Fan Sports Network.
All right, welcome back in. It's the second hour of the radio program. Dirt and Sprague here on 105.1 FM and the Fan Sports Network. You can tune in on YouTube today. We were not on yesterday. We had a technical malfunction.
They came in and fixed it right at the end of the show. We got new wires. Everything's ready to go.
And it wasn't Swag's fault. It
no.
was a faulty cord.
It was, we had a faulty, burned-out cord.
The port.
The
I
port.
Don't know if that's the cord or the port, but they said, yeah, the port had burned out.
Our ports weren't pulled. Docking. You got to be able to dock your ports.
You do have to dock your port.
You can't dock in your port. You can't go on YouTube.
It got fixed just in time for 10 a.m.
Yes, it did.
Right on time.
Yes, it did.
6 to 10, not so much. If you want to get hold of the show, chime in. Give us a mail sack question. It's a mail sack Tuesday. The mail sack is, if you're new to the program, basically AMA. Ask us anything. Any topic, anything, food, sports, doesn't matter. You can send it in at 503-864-6326. We'll get to the mail sack at 9:15 today. Bill Riley, our good friend, he is the Utah play-by-play man. Well, what do they got cooking with Kyle Whittingham this year? Bit of a disappointing season last year. They have finally moved on at quarterback.
Yeah, it took it long enough. That was the right move.
Yeah, well.
They seem like a team that is just flying completely under the radar this year. And that's where Kyle Whittingham likes to be.
It is.
In a conference that is very winnable.
He is one of 10 teams, I think, to be able to win that conference
yes.
this year. I have no read on the Big 12 and what it's going to be this season. And the beauty of having a Bill Riley on, Bill Riley follows college football pretty closely. We can talk all college football talk. With Bill Riley at 8 a.m. That'll be the daily ticker today. We'll get to the NFL quarterback tiers in just a moment. But we got to start the second hour with the huge news out of Eugene, Oregon yesterday. Kind of a double whammy here. Let's start with the one that I don't think is as big a news. Jurion Dickey was once a five-star prospect, wide receiver. Everybody saw the highlights, went, oh my God, he could be our Deebo Samuel.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I've heard his name in a game in two seasons. I'm sure Dirk can point to a time where, oh, yeah, that one play that one time against that one team.
No, he's got two catches in 2 years.
Don't even know what
he had
games
a nice catch in the spring
those.
Game, though. He had a nice catch on the long sideline in the spring game.
Oh, there you go.
So he had that going for him.
Now, reportedly, it came out that he was kicked off the team.
That was the start of the rumor.
And then message boards got involved. Sauces got involved.
Back in.
And he didn't get kicked off the team, but he's been suspended from the team for reportedly fighting teammates and yelling at coaches.
Yes.
I didn't go into the year this year. I don't know if some Duck fans did. Expecting Jurion Dickey's name to pop up much, if at all. I have a principle. If you're a five-star player and you do not play or have any involvement with your team in two seasons, I kind of just scratch your name off of you're going to be a five-star that probably busts a little bit.
Yeah, they do. That happens from time to time.
They had one, Ty Thompson.
Yeah.
But he's been suspended, and so Jurion Dickey, not going to play for Oregon. I don't know if that goes into the regular season. We don't have real details on that.
Nobody has any answers on what it actually looks like.
And we don't know if you'll get any ever, but he's been suspended.
The answer is no, you won't get any answers on what's actually going on behind the scenes. I don't know if Dan Lanning will even talk about it at his next press conference. We'll have to wait and see on that. I don't know when he's talking to the media next. He's on like every couple of day cycle right now through fall camp. And so we'll see when he does have to face the media if he answers those questions. You know, I had some buddies text me about this yesterday. I did see the news starting to kind of percolate online, and I thought, all right, let's see what's going on with Jurrion Dickey. I think Nimmick had a kind of cryptic tweet, was the first one I saw, and I'm like, what's going on with Jurrion Dickey? And then you dive in and you realize, okay, there's something going on here. I agree with your philosophy 100%. It's a good reminder, just similar to first-round picks in the NFL. Like, not every elite blue-chip prospect you sign is going to turn into a great player.
What's a quarterback from USC that failed out? It couldn't be a...
Malachi Nelson?
Yeah, he couldn't be the starter.
He is now...
I think he went somewhere else.
He's a UTEP, I think.
UTEP?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, that's a good... That's one exact, you know...
Yeah, he is at UTEP. He went to Boise and he went to USC, didn't win the job, obviously, because Caleb was there, got flustered after 1 year left, went to Boise, didn't win the job, now he's at UTEP. So for every one that you hit on, there's going to be one that you miss on. It's the thought in recruiting of you get as many of them, and the chances are there'll be better players. You just don't know, it's never going to hit 100%. And for the Jurrion Dickey example, I'll throw you Josh Connerly, who turned into a first-round pick. Right. Mateo is going to be a first-round pick.
More that hit than don't, for sure.
And I think there's optimism about what DeCorian Moore is bringing in camp. For Dickey, it sounds like, for those who know the backstory, like, he is from a very tough upbringing. He had a very rough childhood. He has been a kid who has been in and out of trouble his entire life. And I think the hope was getting him away, getting him out, getting him into the kind of bubble that is Eugene, Oregon, that you'll be able to kind of put him on a straight and narrow path. The insiders are reporting that he was fighting with teammates and yelling at coaches. And this has been going on for an extended period of time, to the point where Oregon finally said, we're done. I didn't have a very strong reaction to this yesterday, mainly because of your primary rule. Like, I didn't go into the year at all thinking Jurrion Dickey was going to do anything. He was hurt his freshman year, and I think there was questions about his work ethic and desire to get back. Last year, there were slightly better reports, but you didn't hear a ton about him. But he was healthy, and he practiced for a lot of the year, and he had the two catches that he had in his career both last season. Even though Evan Stewart is out for an extended period of time and maybe the entire season, I still didn't go into the year thinking, man, they really need Jurrion Dickey to play well, because they've recruited decently well at that position. You have guys like Justice Lowe, Kyle Casper, Gary Bryant, who have all played meaningful snaps in their careers, mm-hmm. who are higher on the depth chart. You brought in the number one wide receiver in the country. To me, Dickey was a piece this season of, if he hits and if it works out, that's great. That's a silver lining to that wide receiver room, but it's not like, oh my God, the make or break of the wide receiver position will be Jurrion Dickey. I just hope that he's able to figure it out. I think his days are probably numbered in Eugene. I don't see him playing a lot this year. He's now suspended. Even if he wasn't suspended, I didn't see him playing a lot. And that has, I'm going to transfer at some point, written all over it. You just hope the kid can figure it out, because clearly it sounds like he's dealing with some stuff.
We jokingly talked about it when he got to Oregon. He chose the number 99.
He did.
And I remember, like, as dumb as the take was, just thinking, you're not going to be a good football player, wide receiver wearing 99.
It tells me that you're almost not taking it seriously.
It's bizarre. It's like, I get you like a number.
Ha ha, that's funny, but...
99.
What are we doing? And then he changed it after 1 year because he realized that was pretty stupid.
So there's that news. The other news, more, you know, impactful, I guess, in many ways. Their other five-star player in the defensive backfield, Trey McNutt.
Yeah, one of the big recruits from last year.
Big recruit from last year. People were curious to see what it was going to be this year. He broke his leg in practice. He's done for the year. He's not going to play this season.
Yeah, hairline fracture, which is, I think, better than, I don't know how legs break and what the difference is, but I saw people saying the hairline fracture is better. I don't quite know what that means. I'm not going to pretend to be a doctor. Swag looks like he wants to jump in here.
No. Usually a hairline fracture means you don't have to have surgery.
It's a small break, right?
Okay.
You just have to immobilize it and the bone hopefully will grow back together. You don't need pins, screws.
It's just that thin little break line when you see it on x-rays, isn't it?
It's not like a leg that's snapped in half and screws and all that
stuff
inserted.
So they can just immobilize it so it doesn't get worse, obviously, and then it's just how fast the bone will heal and grow back together.
You're equipped to answer this. What does this mean for their depth, in your opinion?
It's tough. It's tough to answer because he's a true freshman.
Yeah.
Like, is he going to... Not a lot of guys in the secondary have played early, but you have seen guys towards the end of their first years in Eugene get playing time. Like, Kingston Lopa was an example of this. Last year, a guy who you didn't really hear his name at all, and then at the end of the year, they felt confident where he was in practice and the way he developed as the season went on, and he became a part of the rotation. This is not a deal breaker by any stretch. He's a depth piece at safety. He was probably going to play a lot of special teams. I didn't see him playing a lot of significant snaps. But to your larger point, I think it then highlights, okay, if another safety goes down, how are you depth-wise at that position? I think Oregon feels good about where they're at safety. You hope at some point, if it's a hairline fracture, you know, maybe in November he's able to make an impact in the back half of the year or in the last month or last couple of weeks of the season if he can heal quickly. This isn't losing Dylan Thienemann into a broken leg. Like, that would be a devastating blow for the guys that you brought in and where your defense is at. This was just a bummer of like, man, that's a tough way to start your career. He's a very highly touted recruit, one of the number one or top ranked safeties in the country coming out of high school. And Oregon likes playing their guys a lot on special teams early, and I could have seen him easily being a guy all over kickoff return, punt return, just to get your feet wet and then make that big jump next year. And so he's going to have a lot of his freshman season wipe off the board.
This is kind of one of those times now, because we're so close to the start of the season. We're 10 days away from college football.
We are.
It's crazy.
10 days? 11 days.
11.
11
Sorry,
days.
Saturday. I'm thinking Hood to Coast. But
yes,
you're 11 days away from having a Dublin game. Right? A ranked, by the way, top 25 matchup in Dublin.
Kansas State, Iowa State.
And I'll have to DVR and catch up on that. But the thing about that is you don't always get a lot out of camp, right? Like, we had Lanning and we had Bray Audio. Hey, we scrimmaged. Guess what? Great day. Great scrimmage. This side kind of beat the other side, but the other side was still really good. And depth chart news? None. How did this guy play? He played fine. Like, you don't get anything at this point.
Right.
It's the worst tease, I think, of football we deal with all year in college is now up until week zero. Because the coaches don't want to tell you anything.
Nope.
And all you'll get is these little nuggets. This guy got suspended or a report.
None of these are even from the team, by the way. These are all insider reports of being, you know.
You know, an athletic trainer leaked to a guy that he follows on Twitter. Like, that's how this stuff tends to come out. You just hope and cross your fingers that it's not a Thienemann, a starting lineman.
Mateo Uiagalelei,
right,
somebody like, on that level. Yeah.
You don't want to see anybody get hurt.
No.
But that's kind of where we're at with college football right now. Oregon and Oregon State is like, if there is injury news, you don't want it, but you hope it's not to a player that you know we're expecting big things from. And if there's a suspension, it's a guy that you're hoping, hey, wasn't going to be really in the rotation anyway. So, like, it's awful to say, but in reality, we don't really get much out of camp at this point going into the season. And you just hope that, like, you get injury news. You don't want to see it happen to anybody, let alone a freshman. But, you know, a Mateo, to your point, is like, oh, man, like, that's you just get through camp healthy. Get to the first week of the season.
It's a reminder that this entire run and gauntlet is a war of attrition. And can you stay healthy? And you never want to see bodies piling up this early in the season. At least they're not starters to this point. And you just Evan Stewart was. So you just cross your fingers that you can stay healthy.
Let's get to quarterback tiers.
Let's do it.
Mike Sando with a great piece every year on The Athletic, the quarterback tiers of the National Football League. Some interesting takeaways. We'll dive into that one coming up next on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Text coming in. I'm disappointed to hear Dirt say that if Jesus came back and went on a podcast, the podcast Dirt has him going on is the Rogan Pod.
Well, I mean, you know, it's the way society's going right now. What other pod do we want him on? Do you want him on with the Kelce Bros? Do you want him on Pardon My Take? What would be the what podcast would you get you most excited of Jesus going on that podcast?
Okay, give me four.
There's a follow-up question.
Yeah, there's a good poll question. Give me four pods.
So I'm just going to, the three of them that stand out, the New Heights, Kelce Bros. Okay. I think that's number one right now. I'd imagine Rogan is still probably atop the list, if I'm not wrong. I'd imagine Pardon My Take at Barstool is still in the mix there as one of the best podcasts. What's the fourth one? I'm not as up on my podcast game right now.
I don't know the top podcasts. Maybe Call Her Daddy.
Yes, there you go. Call Her Daddy.
That'd be a good one.
Call Her Daddy talking to Jesus. That might be my vote. Now that you mentioned that, that's probably my vote.
I mean, of all the people to be on a show called Call Her Daddy.
So, your mom's a virgin. Tell me more about that, Jesus. That would definitely be it for sure.
We'll put a poll question up. Which podcast would you want to hear Jesus on the most of those four? You can vote at Dirt and Sprague.
The top five, by the way, you got the Joe Rogan. This is just a random website I pulled up. Okay. Joe Rogan Experience 1.
Yep.
There's an Amy Poehler podcast for The Ringer that's second.
Okay.
Crime and Conspiracy one that's number three.
Crime and Conspiracy with Jesus would be
pretty
a good
solid.
One.
The Pod Save America Bros are four.
Too
Crime
woke.
Junkie.
Jesus would be too woke on Pod Save America.
Yes, then you get Theo Vaughn at six, Tucker Carlson at seven, The Daily from the New York Times.
Pod
These
Save
are non-sports,
America,
by the way.
So Jesus, should everybody have health care? Well, absolutely, brother. Oh my gosh, damn it! Cancel it! You can vote at Dirt and Sprague. Quarterback tiers are out.
Yes, they are.
Mike Sando does this every year.
Love it, every year.
50 panelists give their rankings and their votes on who should be in certain tiers. Get this one. This is probably the most alarming. I don't remember every year in the tiers that we have. Like, to give you an example, I didn't remember that last year Lamar wasn't tier one.
I didn't remember that either. This he wasn't tier one.
It's his first time being a tier one quarterback.
How many times has he won the MVP?
Two.
Okay, just checking there.
He got 46. He got 46 of 50 votes.
How many other active quarterbacks have two MVPs?
Mahomes has two?
I know Rodgers does. Rodgers has like
Rodgers.
Four of them. Has Mahomes won two MVPs?
I'm guessing. I don't know my MVP. I'm not up on MVP.
Neither am I.
Trackers.
I think Stafford's got one. I think. Yeah. Mahomes has two.
Okay. So Lamar has two.
So Lamar, Aaron Rodgers, Stafford has never won an
MVP. That's got to be it.
Josh Allen's got one.
That's it. Starting quarterbacks, that has to be it.
That's it. But tier two. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Well, so they give you breakdowns of the vote. It's just to me, it's remarkable. There are four people that put him on tier two.
It's pretty stupid. There were NFL GMs who didn't want to sign him as a free agent, and those teams are still desperately looking for quarterbacks for the most part.
There was a coordinator. Let's see if I can find this. Sorry.
Mark Andrews dropped that ball in the two-point conversion. Lamar's a bum.
No, it was a defense coordinator said, I am a firm one on Lamar now. even last year's game in the playoffs, he brought them back. Andrews drops the ball at the end. Lamar is the total package, a very unique player. And I'm just like,
welcome to the club, buddy. The guy's won two MVPs. I just don't, you don't, I'm not, you don't have to say he's the best quarterback in the league. You don't have to say, like, to act like a guy who has two MVPs at that position isn't in the top tier of the sport is hilarious and stupid.
Well, you bring up the MVP from last year, Josh Allen. He had three votes to be in tier two.
What are we doing?
I just like,
I just, yeah, I don't understand it. That those are the Hall of Fame voters who don't put, like, Ken Griffey Jr. is not first ballot for me.
I want Mike Sando to, I know he won't, but I need you to release these names.
I need to know the names. How stupid are these people?
Jaden Daniels is tier two.
Yep.
According to many. Herbert fell a little bit in his votes, but he's still tier two. Goff tier two. Stroud tier two. Hurts is tier two. Baker and Dak and Love and Purdy are all tier two quarterbacks.
I didn't really have, I mean, in the top four, so Purdy's the 14th ranked quarterback on this list.
Yes.
There's only, I don't really have any issues with anybody in tier two.
You,
I
think, like, tier two being this big?
I do, like, because I do think tier two is that big.
I do.
I think there is a clear cut four best quarterbacks in the NFL.
It's five.
It shouldn't be five.
Stafford,
that's the
is
most
in
egregious.
This.
That's the biggest whiff here.
I
Matthew
agree.
Stafford is no longer a tier one quarterback.
He was a tier one to me.
Not used to
anymore.
Be. I used to argue he was the most underrated player in the NFL. I absolutely, like, he was in a bad organization. He finally got out and won a Super Bowl the first year he was gone. Like, I'm a huge Stafford guy. To sit here and this is kind of what we've done with Rodgers the last 2 to 3 years. Like, he's not that guy anymore. He doesn't have to be that guy. They got a good pass rush. It's okay. Like, they almost knocked off the Eagles with him having a pretty dud year last year that was led by a run game and a defensive line. To sit here and pretend as if this is 2017 still, like, it's not. Time has moved on. Stafford, at best, is a tier two quarterback in the NFL. Outside of that, I didn't have any issues with the top 14. All those guys deserve to be in tier two.
Yeah.
And depending on how their offensive line holds up, where their weapons
they
are
need
at,
other stuff,
like, all
good,
that
right?
other yeah. stuff comes together, yeah. they're capable of winning, but they're not doing it on their own.
Yeah, I tend to think tier one is just the four.
It's the four.
It's the main four. We
the
all
Holmes,
know the
Burrow,
four.
Allen, Jackson. Yes. That's it. That's your tier one.
Absolutely. Stafford being in this is interesting. So he got 26 votes for first. He had 23 for tier two, so he was damn near a tier two guy.
Yeah, he's the last one on the list.
And he had one vote for tier three, which, you know, I would kind of get it. It's not a knock on his career. I think
no.
at this point, I kind of lean two or a three. This is a funny quote from one voter. He says, I guarantee all your ones for Stafford came from offensive coaches. This is from a D coordinator. Quote, offensive coaches kiss this guy's ass all the time, especially guys from that system. He's really good, though. I would take him over Herbert because he's a better passer with better timing.
Mm.
That dude is something. Every time I watch him, I go, whoa, he is a high two.
He has that mystique of if you get him in a playoff game, there's a danger to him of, like, ooh, is that the guy you want to have to beat to move on in the postseason?
See, this is my problem. Another coordinator, and it doesn't say offense or defense, but it says coordinator.
Coordinator.
So I'm thinking this is offense. There's really nothing here. He's a one. He's that good. They are a play away from the NFC title game last year. He worries the S out of you. And, like, that's kind of my problem with how we evaluate this position. If guys lose, some guys don't get punished for it, but other guys do.
Yep.
If you almost win a playoff game, you
you're
get
great.
Credit for it,
he
but
gets
other guys
credit.
Get killed for it.
Right.
Like, yeah, he was fine in that game. I thought he took some big hits. Thought he made some good throws in the snow. That's hard to throw in the snow.
Yeah.
But he lost. And I'm telling you, just, like, you don't care about my fantasy team? I had him as my fantasy quarterback. He was dog crap. He was terrible.
He had two games all year over 300 passing yards, and he had two games all year with more than two touchdown passes.
He does scare the crap out of you in a playoff game if he's healthy and plays.
Yes.
I won't refute that, but when you talk about...
That's a difference of tier one
tiers.
For an entirety of a season.
Yeah,
and a guy who's
going to
carry a franchise and still be the bell cow for you.
Daniels, I don't really need to read his. His is pretty self-explanatory. He had an amazing rookie year. I thought some Herbert quotes were very interesting. He's a tier two guy. He got 13 votes for tier one.
Yeah.
34 for tier two, 3 for tier three.
That's stupid. That's just lunacy. I'm as big a Herbert guy as that exists out there. Voting him tier one is dumb. He doesn't deserve to be in that category right now. Also, voting him tier three is incredibly stupid.
So here's some quotes from Herbert. This is from an offensive coordinator. A lot of people have him as an automatic one. I want him to take it. It seems like he's almost there, but he really hasn't done it. Another defensive coordinator says he is just a little bit robotic. You can tell the way he processes everything. It's a click slower than some of the elites, but he is a stud. He is really good. Another voter said he is probably like Joe Burrow light. Good player, can make all the throws, can decipher and operate. If they had more around him and he kept maturing, maybe there is something there.
Is Diet Joe Burrow, is that his new nickname? I kind of like that.
I actually thought that was a really good
way. That's a good comp. He's not quite to that level. Joe Burrow is a number one and deserves to be in that category. And he's just kind of that next, that hair below.
Somebody else says, they have like 18 running backs out there now. They were so dependent on one receiver that we felt good matching up against everyone else.
Don't worry, they got Keenan Allen now.
And some
that'll fix your problems. Yeah.
And then somebody else on Herbert in critical moments says, quote, he's very smart, very competitive, but he lets little things distract him. He needs to forget about the little things. Huh. Jim will point that out to him and get it right. This will be a big year for him.
I'm curious what that means and what, like, can you expand on that thought? I'd love a follow-up question there. I've said this for a while, and it's funny, it kind of goes back to his days at Oregon. I saw a graphic earlier. The top five, I think it was from a New England-based guy, who they're talking about how can Drake May take the next step this year. The top five quarterbacks last year in rushing attempts all made the playoffs. It was like Allen, it was Lamar, it was Jaden Daniels, it was Bo Nix. And I can't remember who the fifth one
was. It's an underrated skill.
But it was like every single
now.
One of them added that element to the offense, and every single one
Did
of them
you
made
have
the
Daniels?
Playoffs. I had Daniels.
Jalen
in
Hurts?
Hurts would have been the last one.
Hurts' right? running actually helped his team more than his
Without
passing.
A doubt, right? And so it was just this argument a New England guy was making of like, Drake May's kind of an underrated athlete. Mm-hmm. Like, look at these guys. You don't have, this isn't a bugaboo topic anymore. Oh, my God, are they going to get hurt? Guys stand in the pocket and get hurt all the time.
We need to stop that
We
narrative.
Have to stop that narrative. And so that, to me, and it's funny because it does go back like 7 years now to his time at Oregon, but he's a thoroughbred, man. I just, for the life of me, I
don't feel like he runs enough.
I don't think he does. Yeah. He's an effective runner when he does. I don't think they use him enough in goal line situations with his big body. Just a quarterback sweep, everybody go block and run it in. Like, that to me is a missing ingredient that they should have offensively with their lack of weapons on the outside that could take his game to another level.
I know you're terrified, right? You see your guy running, you don't want him to take hits. But, like, we also see just as many guys in the pocket get hurt. I don't know where I was. Maybe I was here. Maybe I can't remember. They just replayed the Oregon-Wisconsin Rose Bowl.
Right, where all of a sudden they were like, no, I can't run. And then he ran, and it was like, oh.
He's breaking away from the secondary. Yeah. He had three touchdowns on the ground.
Yeah, he had like a 40-something yarder. I was standing back of the end zone on that one, watching him come down the field.
On Jalen Hurts, Super Bowl-winning quarterback Jalen Hurts.
Yes, he has.
He's a Tier 2 guy. He got 3 votes for Tier 1. He got 35 for Tier 2, and he got 12 for Tier 3.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. He's a perfect Tier 2 quarterback.
Offensive coordinator says, quote, Jalen does everything the right way for how they've been built. I see him as a really good player on a team with a bunch of really good players.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's exactly right.
No arguments.
Another one says he has improved from the pocket, but when you play him, you still want him to beat you from the pocket. That is the whole game plan. This is a head coach. If he can get out of the pocket in 2 minutes, he is effective as hell, and he has done it, but he has to do it with his legs in crunch time.
Yes.
The guys you want can do it with the arm and legs in crunch time. One GM says, this is going to sound like I don't like him, but I do. Just by the definition, I feel he is more of a three. Am I on an island with that?
I
don't find it disrespectful to actually wonder aloud if he is a Tier 3.
It is kind of funny because I'm just going to throw you his stat lines the last 2 years.
Through the air last year, it wasn't very impressive.
If you did like a blind, he's the perfect blind resume guy.
Who is this quarterback?
2,900 passing yards, so below 3,000 yards.
I know.
He's never had a 4,000-yard season. He's below 3,000 last year. 18 touchdowns and 5 picks.
Caleb had more touchdowns than him, and we like said,
and I think
terrible.
He had fewer picks too. I think Caleb threw fewer than five picks.
Now Jalen's legs and the touchdowns he got with his legs, like certainly that's part.
He
of the
He rushed
equation.
For 630 yards and 14 touchdowns. That's a part of the equation, no doubt.
But the tush.
But even then, the total touchdowns is at 32.
Yeah, I know
that's not a ton. Year before that, it was 23 touchdowns and 15 picks.
Yeah,
he is. I think this.
He's a very polarizing. Hard player to gauge.
I think there's a very similar vibe of Brock Purdy there when Purdy was close and knocking on the door of winning a Super Bowl, and there was this push to say, like, he's an MVP, and it's like, no, he's not. He's a good quarterback in a perfect system with a lot of really great players around him. And there's no, it doesn't have to be offensive to Jalen Hurts to say it that way. He'd much rather be in this situation than the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, because if he's the quarterback of the Browns, he ain't winning squat. And so I think he's happy being in the situation he's in Philly because it's carrying him to wins. He's a big part of those wins in Super Bowls, but he's not a Tier 1 quarterback.
I want to carry something over on that. And then there's also these lists come out, and I'm just like, I'll go to tier four and be like, what?
Yeah. There's a hilarious fact at the end of this thing that just made me laugh out loud. That was incredibly mean to one player that I don't, like, that's kind of a cheap shot.
Let's get to it. We got Bill Riley coming up at 8 a.m. We'll get to, back into more some quarterback conversation next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bill Riley will join us top of the hour. Poll questions up. Is Justin Herbert Joe Burrow light? Yes or no? At Dirt and Sprague. Right now, no is winning, but on
that no is going to win that one.
Really?
But I think it's a good summation of him. I just think that's a... The Duck fans will chime in on that and vote no.
Why would you vote no on that? Why is that a bad thing?
How dare you disrespect my quarterback like that? It's my quarterback, man.
I'd argue Diet Coke's better than regular Coke.
Diet Coke is pretty solid. Diet Pepsi, not as much. Diet Coke, ew. Good. What's it with Diet Pepsi? When was the last time you had a Diet Pepsi?
I had one this past on my trip.
Did you? The place that didn't have Coke, you wanted a diet,
yeah,
and you got
Jose
Pepsi?
Yeah, San Jose just is owned by Pepsi, apparently.
Pepsi like, everywhere, dude.
The Niners stadium only had Pepsi products.
It's
the
Pepsi
airport.
Stadium.
I'm like, damn it, dude. I don't want to drink Diet Pepsi.
That's a bit of a letdown, isn't that, when you get to a place and it's Pepsi only?
I was so disappointed. I feel like, oh.
Coke has the majority of the ownership stake in buildings of Coke properties.
Have both if you want. Stop selling one.
Yeah, it's a very weird thing that they've just kind of drawn that line in the sand.
So we're talking tiered quarterbacks. I got a nice surprise to get to you.
Nice to get to you. You're going to give me a surprise? You got a surprise for me today?
I think that smelling salt broke my brain.
I just took a granola bar out of my backpack, and I got another whiff of it.
Yeah.
It's pretty strong. I don't really know what to do with it. I got, like, this bomb on my hands, and I don't quite know where to put it.
Bomb, 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 bomb. Bo Nix is a Tier 3 quarterback.
That's fair.
How about this quote? He is definitely going to win. He has a chance to elevate.
Oh.
D coordinator says he looks pretty sharp. knows where to go with the ball. He runs better than you think, throws better than you think. He looks like he is a good competitor who makes people around him better. That is what you want your quarterback to be.
Walks like a duck, talks like a duck.
42, well, he's an Auburn Tiger. He's 42 votes for tier three. He got 4 votes for tier two and 4 votes for tier four. I always find those differences odd.
That's a weird one.
One GM says he's not in the market to draft quarterback. Said Nix was much better than he anticipated. He thought Nix would be a dink and dunk quarterback, which he was at the 49er game I watched. But he did say, the biggest strength is he is very mobile and can keep his eyes down the field when he's moving. I think that's a really good point. He is really good mobile with the ball. He made big plays on the move. That being said, I'm being generous with the tier two. Now you have people with tape on him. The one thing I know about Sean, he is no fool. He's going to get players in there. They should not have a shortage of playmakers. Another GM says he was fortunate having a strong system and defense. If he has a chance to be more, it is because that system really fits him well.
Super underrated athlete. That's always been the least discussed.
I find that an odd statement. We had 5 or 6 years of him in college that
running
he was
all
an
over
athlete,
the place,
and it's like he's underrated. I'm like, based on being white, is that all that is?
I think it's a white thing.
He's white.
I think it's a white thing. I absolutely do. I don't think we put him in the same category as other mobile quarterbacks. Now, he's not a Lamar Jackson. Nobody's arguing that. But he's always been incredibly effective with his legs. He's great keeping his head downfield when he scrambles.
Yes.
When things break down, he made a lot of big plays in that category last year. He's not a tier two. Like, you look at the guys in tier two.
Not yet.
Goff, Herbert, Stroud, Mayfield. Like, these are guys who have a longer track record that had built things up. He was not to the level of Jaden Daniels quite in his rookie season. Jaden Daniels took his team to the NFC title game. So there is a tier three is perfect for Bo Nix. You go do it again, all of a sudden you find yourself with CJ Stroud and Jordan Love in tier two, rightfully so. But there's a proven factor after 1 year in the NFL.
I'll tell you right now, if Daniels comes close to having the same season, he's going to be tier one next
year.
Without
a doubt. If he does it again, he will be tier one.
Is Bo Nix tier two next year? Does he take that leap from maybe system guy?
I'll say yes.
Yes?
Because
if he gets to the playoffs, he's going to get the respect. So yeah, you're probably right.
It's interesting that there's a guy on there in tier two who I'm not disagreeing with, but I would argue he regressed last year. Now, injuries might have been a big part of it. Jordan Love went into last year as the next tier one guy. Yeah. He's the future of the NFL.
Yep.
All the analytical nerds loved every number about him, and he's the best quarterback in the NFL. And he was banged up, and he dealt with injuries, but that's life in the NFL. And he is a tier, like, if Bo goes out and has another decent year this year, how is that any different than what Jordan Love did this past year? So, yeah, if he backs up what he did last year, he absolutely deserves to be in tier two.
One defensive coordinator on Jordan Love said, when we faced him last year, I felt like if you could get to him, you'd rattle him. He distributes the ball, and they have big skill guys to bring that are tough to bring down. That is how he makes his hay. I do not watch him and think, oh, he's effing people up. I kind of have a similar feel. He makes throws where I'm like, damn.
Nice throw.
But I do kind of agree with that takeaway of, like, for the hype he had last year, Nate Tice, who I really like, telling Mina Kimes he's third best quarterback. I'm like, what?
After 1 year, we're already going there, huh?
One thing that I want to note, and it doesn't need to matter, but tier three to tier four is, you know, some guys are young players working their way up. Others are veterans who have fallen a little bit, right? Like Rodgers is tier three.
There's Penix and McCarthy in tier four mixed with Anthony Richardson. It's like one of these is not like the other, but they just haven't played yet.
I've made my opinion on both these guys pretty loud and pretty obvious. Can you please separate and tell me why Kirk Cousins is tier three and Russell Wilson's tier four? Can you please explain that to me?
No, I got nothing.
I don't like Russell Wilson.
Kirk Cousins being in tier three still is
it's insane.
Laughably dumb.
It is insane.
He's coming off an Achilles injury. He was terrible last year. He got benched, and his days are probably numbered as a starting quarterback in the NFL. He's not a tier three guy anymore.
You know who is a tier four guy? The guy that made him sit on the bench, Michael Penix.
Yeah.
That's the most
bizarre. How is Penix behind him?
Penix can be tier four. Fine. Played much.
Yeah.
It's bizarre, is it not, that guy got to be tier three and he got benched?
Dude, he likes his khakis, okay? Be nice to Kirk Cousins. He's a great dad, all right? He's got his man cave.
Now, I know we're going to move on here. Kenny Pickett is in his own tier.
He's his own tier. Tier five is just Kenny Pickett.
How is Anthony Richardson tier four?
How is Spencer Rattler ahead of Kenny Pickett? Is there a difference to you between Spencer Rattler and Kenny? Like, Kenny Pickett sucks. I don't disagree with that point.
One doesn't wear gloves. That's the difference.
I mean, how is Justin Fields in a tier above Kenny Pickett? And I like Justin.
He's on his third team.
I'm rooting for Justin Fields to succeed. I'd be happy if he did, but he sucks. He sucked everywhere he's gone. He can't throw the football. Like,
Now, I know Pickett's also on his third team, Browns, yes. Eagles, and Steelers. It's just like it's...
How is Daniel Jones in tier four, but Kenny Pickett? Like, you
know, now, those tiers don't need to matter much.
One time, I guess.
Most of these guys are backups, but it's just funny to me how we're separating some of these guys.
It's fun, though. It's always fun. Every year, I look forward to the Sando QB tiers, man. This is like one of those, like, filed away on your calendar, middle of August, and you're going to yell about quarterbacks.
Is there any others I missed we didn't get to that, like, shocked you, surprised you, make you kind of wonder a little bit?
There's a guy in tier three. I mean, there's a handful of guys in tier three that I'm like, okay, I could have gone either way with that. Like, Bryce Young, is he deserving of tier three after the year he had last year? That was one for me. Kirk Cousins was another one for sure. Does not belong in that category. I also find what we're going to do with Tua at the end of the year fascinating.
There's three quarterbacks on tier three that if you're in this position, you don't feel amazing as a fan of these teams. Kyler Murray,
yes.
Tua, and
yes.
Trevor Lawrence. You've given them all the contract,
yes.
and they're in tier three.
They've all been paid.
That is the worst feeling in the world because Lawrence's contract's just kicking in. Tua's contract's just kicking in. And Murray doesn't seem to be on a hot seat at all. And the Cardinals have accomplished almost nothing with him at the helm.
No.
If you're a fan of any of those three teams... And that's where your quarterback who just got his contract is sitting. You are terrified right now.
Not feeling good. Kyler Murray threw a pick in their preseason game that looked like me playing NCAA football when you panic and press the wrong button. Did you see his interception that he threw against?
Like
he just threw it directly to a defender. Like, yeah. Are you colorblind? Did you think that was your jersey? That made no sense.
None at all.
No, not tier three.
Let's get to an important day. Well, at least it used to be an important day on the calendar for this. And then we'll talk with Bill Riley for the Daily Ticker at 8 a.m. Dirt and Sprague back with more on 105.1, the Fan Sports Network.
It's that time of year, isn't it? I mean, I'm not mad about it. I'll be honest with you. It feels good whenever you hear it. It just warms your heart, doesn't it?
It's the best Christmas song they've made.
Yeah, it's a blow-off.
It's the GOAT.
Wife's starting to get into, like, pumpkin stuff. And I'm okay with it as long as it's not 95 degrees. When it cools, like, by the time we get to Thursday and it's, like, a little cloudy and rainy and it's, like, 78.
I might be playing golf in the rain on Friday. But.
Oh, God. Talk about bad timing there.
What's with this random couple days of rain in August?
Dude, I'll take it, man. Over 95.
No, I'm going to the beach this weekend. I prefer not to go to the beach the one weekend it rains.
That's
unbelievable.
Weather was great at the beach last weekend.
I know. I saw the photos.
It's delightful.
The only reason we played that, all jokes aside, Bill Riley's coming up here at the top of the hour. The NBA Christmas Day games were announced yesterday.
Yes. They still do those?
All right. Yeah.
You guys still play on Christmas?
Look, all due respect.
I thought the season started on the 26th. Isn't that when you guys begin?
You know what will be accessible? NBA games. You know what's going to be behind all these streamers and paywalls pretty soon? All the NFL Christmas games.
Not for me. I have Netflix and Prime, so I'll be okay on Christmas.
Oh, I bet you guys are itching to watch Ravens-Texans 31-2 again, aren't you?
We get Lions and Vikings. J.J. McCarthy hosting the Detroit Lions. We get Broncos. We got Bo Nix on the road at Kansas City and your nightcap on Amazon Prime.
Dude, I got Cavs at Knicks.
I got Cowboys at Commanders
at 10
a.m.
Thunder, Wemby, SGA, France versus Canada. I got Mavs at
France
Warriors
versus Canada.
Rockets at Lakers.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's still all LeBron and Steph.
Wolves
huh?
Nuggets to round out.
Wolves
the day.
Nuggets. I got Jokic and Anand.
How weird would the first Christmas Day sans Stephen LeBron be? That'll be a weird moment.
Not having LeBron on Christmas, I know some people hate him and cannot wait for him to cease to exist.
But he is still Christmas worthy in the NBA.
It'll feel weird. It'll feel weird.
Very weird.
I wish they were doing Christmas jerseys again. Remember the Blazer Sonic red and green?
I do. It's been a long time since we played a Christmas Day game. I always love asking that whenever they get
when
this,
are we going to get
when
it?
Will the Blazers get a Christmas Day game again?
I know.
When will we be relevant enough? The last one I remember was hosting Denver in the Roy Carmelo Anthony days.
Saw this yesterday, and I just was like, "This sucks, man." I'm. Look, we've talked nothing but football today.
Mm-hmm.
I love football.
Football's
love
football.
It. I have a hard time when people ask, "What's your favorite sport?" Well,
what season is it?
Yeah, but also like football, basketball, and I probably lean watching football because of the urgency and length of season.
Sure.
I love basketball, and Christmas used to be basketball's day.
Christmas was your day, man.
I tried to tell Swag a couple years ago, football was coming for this, and they didn't care what day of the week it was, and he laughed at me. You stupid young idiot.
Well, especially the next couple of years. Now, Christmas this year is on a Thursday, so, it was weird when it was like a Tuesday, and you're like, wait a minute, you're playing
Tuesday?
Yeah, when they did
the
double or triple header on Tuesday.
That's when you knew. They have elbowed their way into the room, and the NBA is getting out of the way.
Sprague was right.
That doesn't happen often. Sprague was right. But it happened on that one, and I was like, I saw this yesterday and went, those are fun games to tease for a
Christmas
Day game.
They're all fun games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest NBA guy. You guys know that. I don't genuinely think I watched a second of NBA basketball last year.
You didn't
Christmas.
Wake up for the 9 a.m. Knick game? Like, that's just like custom.
You're done opening presents. You're sitting there with coffee.
I watched the Netflix pregame show.
Something extra.
For Steelers and Chiefs.
You took the extra pastry or donut. Yeah.
What was the best? Let me ask you this. What was the best NFL Christmas Day game last year? Because the Texan Raven game blew.
They all sucked. Yeah.
And the Steelers weren't fun to watch.
I thought they were all blowouts.
I don't remember one being extraordinary, but maybe I'm trying to be biased here with my Christmas NBA stuff.
Let's see. 2024, you had Kansas City at Pittsburgh. It was just a doubleheader, and it was just two games.
They were terrible games, weren't they?
Yeah, the Chiefs killed the Steelers, and the Ravens blew out the Texans.
And everybody watched it.
And the numbers were like
crazy.
40 million people.
It's insane. Christmas is the NBA's day, folks. I'm sorry.
Not anymore. Hey, look at us. We're the captain now. This is our day.
That's true. All right, from basketball back to football. How about that? Who the hell's going to win the Big 12? Is it Utah and Kyle Whittingham? And what do we make of the AP Top 25? Let's kick off the third hour of the program. Don't forget the mail sack at 9:15. Get the questions in at the fan text line, the YouTube chat. Bill Riley joins us, hour three, next. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.